Greetings, this is Barbara J. Faison, host of the Why Struggle podcast. My intention is to offer ideas, insights, and inspiration for you to struggle less and enjoy life more. Welcome to Week 51, What I Believe. Around this time, I start to review my year and check in with what is important to me. I'm thinking about how I've been spending my time and how I want to spend my time in the future. Asking questions helps me stay focused. Am I sharing my tags, talents, abilities, gifts, skills to the best of my abilities? An important question is, have my beliefs and philosophies changed? The excerpt that I'm sharing this week from my book, ebook, audiobook, Why Struggle Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes, is part of the About This Book section. In this part of the book, I share my life philosophies. I hope you enjoy it. About this book. It's been about 23 years since Why Struggle, the book, was published. The initial book was a very important part of my personal and spiritual growth, just as this new endeavor for the ebook and audiobook continues to allow me to learn, evolve, and grow. My personal beliefs and life philosophies are the same, and I've added a few more since I've lived a lot more life. My beliefs and life philosophies are: be loving. Love is the most powerful, healing, transformative power. Being loving is the answer to most situations. Be truthful. I must find my personal truth and what brings me joy and peace. Move forward. Everything happens for a reason. Many times I will never know why specific things happen. I must move forward anyway. Be forgiving. Learn to forgive myself and others quickly. There are no mistakes, only learning experiences. Be open. I am a student and teacher in the school of life. Teachers are everywhere, and I must be an open and willing student at all times. Usually when I am the teacher, I learn way more than I could ever teach. Order is a natural law. Everything happens in divine order. Be calm. Calm and chaos are both mental choices. I can choose differently at any time. Be easy. Life is about timing and flow. Feeling loving, open, willing. I am learning to get out of the way more. Be one. We are all interconnected because we are one. My main purpose is to learn, evolve, and grow. As much as I can. Everything else will fall into place. Be still. Time in silence and having spiritual practices such as meditation, radical forgiveness, journaling, and tapping, emotional freedom technique, are essential for my overall well-being. Trust my PGS. My personal guidance system, PGS, will lead, guide, and direct me when I relax and get still enough to hear its directions. Who knew in 1999 I would be teaching meditation classes and be that lady that might say to you, "I have a message for you." There is no way on earth I would have had that insight back then. It all started with questions and wanting answers. It all started with wanting to live a better life. It all started with simply not wanting to struggle. Struggling is a choice. Life is what you decide it will be regardless of the emotions you experience. I have learned that taking time to be still helps me get clear and make better choices. I have learned to ask important questions to help me continue to move forward in life. How do I feel right now? Am I struggling right now? If so, why? If I am struggling, I remember that struggle is a choice, and I ask myself if I really want to take that emotional roller coaster ride that might be the next step. I've learned to breathe deeply and often in order to come back to right now. What can I do right now to feel better? Breathe. Maybe listening to a song or playlist or taking a walk can help me have a different feeling. Do I really need to call someone, or can I figure things out myself? Why am I struggling in this moment? Just breathing and saying to myself, or out loud, "All is well and things are always working out for me," calms me down. If you're reading or listening to this book, I want you to know that I appreciate you. This journey we call life is truly what you decide it will be. Allow yourself to be open to possibilities. Feel and experience the emotions as they show up. Smile and know that you have all you need in this world because you are here and all is in divine order. I hope you will find this book nourishing for your soul and your adventure through life. For me, the meaning of life is to live, love, learn, grow, and share. End of the excerpt. Over the next few weeks, I'll review and check in with how I feel about these beliefs and philosophies. Do you review your beliefs and philosophies regularly? I love questions so much, I included question as a category in my card deck, Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance. You may reply to me at BarbaraFaison, LLC@gmail.com. If social media is easier for you to reach out, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn are best. This is the last official Breathe with Barbara live session for 2023. I'll be hosting our session on Wednesday, 12:20, from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, where we will dance, move, shake, breathe, and meditate. I would love for you to join us. You can find the link on my website at barbarafaison.com/store. You can also use Ship10 for 10% off through the end of the year. The card I pulled for us today from my Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck is the number 6, Listen. My body reminds me to forgive others. Forgiveness is ongoing since we are living life and having emotional experiences all the time. Forgiveness is not a one and done. Oh, if it were. I'll have to do some tapping around this. I'd love your support during the holiday season. My products include my book, ebook, audiobook program. If you need a quick breath break, you can take one by going to my YouTube channel and selecting the Breath Break videos, or go to my link tree, that's linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. Thank you for your support and being on this journey with me. Feel free to share your thoughts or ask a question via email at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well.